Looking good.
Mandy.
Hello, Katie.
Hey, my friend.
Aren't you glad to be blessed? Aren't we glad we don't do a video podcast?
So glad.
Lord God, y'all should have seen me. I hadn't looked at myself, even though I just completed a nasal rinse. The only thing I look at myself in the mirror for is to make sure there's not some disgusting green snot hanging out of my nose. I don't look at anything else. So I log on. Lord, Katie just got a sight. I had a sight. The bangs were really banging. I don't know, y'all.
The
Here we
bangs
are.
were banging.
I'm 2 weeks post-op and I have a sinus infection. How y'all doing?
Right. Let me tell you, Mandy, I know I'm gonna say this and you're not gonna believe me, but I think you are gorgeous no matter what, because
Oh
you're
God.
the sweetest, kindest, spiciest, by the way, girl I know, and I love that. But the bangs, they were a banging. I can tell you don't feel good
They
even on
were
video,
on.
but it doesn't mean you're not beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. You're full of shit.
I'm not. I'm really
What's been
not.
going on, Katie?
I don't say things I don't mean.
Oh,
So
look. My mom is calling me. Bye, Jane.
Bye,
Talk
Jane.
to you later.
We're busy right now, Jane. We'll talk to you later. Yesterday morning early,
Lord.
probably the middle of the night it came in, but I got Honey's DNA results.
Okay, listen, before we announce, I didn't get to weigh in because I think this was like
It
right in
was
the
in the
midst
middle
of
of the
the beginning of
things.
the
Yes.
journey. I
Yes.
did not get to put in. I don't know, but I do want to put in, at least because she has
Okay.
black on her tongue, that there's some chow in there.
Yes, that's correct. I will go ahead and say that we are not wrong about that. She is 8% chow. It's the
Okay.
rest of it that
Okay.
is a wonder and a mystery. So, what do you think the rest of it is?
I mean, she's in Georgia, so I would think there's some Labrador and some sort of Staffordshire Terrier, which, is pit bull. Just because I don't know that there's a dog in Georgia that doesn't have those two things. But that's my only,
Okay.
that's why.
Well, you're not wrong about that. So she is 11% American Pit Bull Terrier and 9% Labrador Retriever. And then
Okay.
8%
Okay.
Chow. So here's where I looked at the results and went, the hell? She is 26%, 20, like a grandparent was a full drum roll, please. Pug. Pug.
Pug?
Pug.
I could see that.
She
Yeah,
doesn't
I
have
could
the
see that.
smash face at all.
No, but she's got the little body.
She does have the body of a pug. She's got the coloring of like a
Yeah.
red lab-ish, because she's mostly red. She's looking at me right now like, Mama, quit talking about me. Quit calling me a pug. So the other thing, and this is where her face comes in, and I didn't see this at all, but it's very true. And I'll post some pictures of some of these breeds. She's 12% wiener dog, and she's
Okay.
10% men pin. And if you look at the pictures of the men pins, not with their ears up, but with them flopped over, she has that same face. So the
Okay.
snout and the shape of her face and the ears that flop around when she walks. So she has the face of a men pin and then the body of the pug, but she's taller. So I think that's where the pit bull and the lab come in. And then she's just a
Yeah.
little bit of everything else. She's 7% Chihuahua, 2% Pomeranian, 3% Rottweiler, 2% Boxer, 2% Golden Retriever, 5% Collie. And then 3% German Shepherd dog.
She is a
Okay.
Heinz
She
57.
is a Heinz 57. But the pug, I was like, because the most distinctive feature of a pug, obviously, is their nose and not having one. And she clearly has a nose, a snout. So I
Does
was
she
like,
snore?
what? Yes, she
She's a
does.
pug, man.
So do I. So I guess we're both bugs.
I used to have a friend. There's a story. Her sister's boyfriend had a pug, and I house sat and dog sat for them one time in Orlando. Y'all, what was that dog's name? I can't even remember. He would be in the next room asleep with the door closed and my door closed, and I could still hear him snoring. God love that sweet boy. God, what was his name?
Yeah, she's not
Anyway,
that
yeah, they're
bad, but she
snorers.
definitely snores. Definitely. But
Well,
she's
that's
very
fine.
sweet. That's all I care about. But it's just so interesting. I mean, I'm a Heinz 57 too. So, I mean, there's not like a, even as British as I am, you know, there's
Yeah.
not, I'm from the British Isles mainly. There's still some weird stuff in there. So, I mean, you know, same,
By the
but.
way, have you done that 23andMe?
My parents have. So I know what
Okay,
my
well you.
parents are. So I know what's got to be in there somewhere. And
I have
it's.
mixed feelings about it because I have a good friend who did it, who found her biological father and now has a great relationship with him because of it. But I ain't doing it, and I'm mad at anybody I'm related to who has done it. And if you did do it, you should call them and ask to have your information removed from their database. That's all I have to say
Well,
about that.
you know, my people, of course, have added me to all the things.
Listen, it's not going to be your fault if you get caught after you commit a murder because they use the 23andMe to bust you. Like, listen, we should
I
be
know.
free to.
I
Anyway,
was
it
halfway hoping that there would be some like rando in our family tree just for funsies, but there's not.
the
I'm
drama.
very Welsh Irish. Don't be shocked. But anyway, so that's honey. Honey's a pug. What the heck?
That's exciting.
And then other than that, Holy Week is upon us. We have Palm Sunday this Sunday, and then Holy Week and then Easter, which I am so very thankful this year because I'm starting a new church that we are not doing all the things. You know, we collectively
Okay.
decided that it was not a good idea to have a quick turnaround to do all the things. So I am preaching at Mulberry on Monday as part of their Holy Week service, which means all I had to do was write a 10-minute homily. But I
Oh,
don't have to
good.
plan
That's
it. I
fun.
don't have to execute it. Nothing. I just show up. So
Good.
I will make sure I link that. Their Facebook page will have all of the Holy Week services. If you, I think they're great. They're 30 minutes every day during Holy Week, and they're a really good way to kind of center yourself in the middle of the day. They start at 12, so you can do it on your lunch hour if you're so inclined. But they're really nice, beautiful services, and everybody that is preaching is a good friend and will do a really, really good job. So I'm very thankful to be a part of that group. Will never turn down a chance to go preach at my home church. So that's what I'm doing. But Holy Week is upon us. So we will wave the palms on Sunday. And then
I
after
was
I wave the palms on Sunday.
surprised. I was shocked when I got an email about choir, and it was like, we only have two more rehearsals until Easter. I was like, oh my God,
It's right around the
how'd
corner.
that
And
happen?
Easter's late this year. But you have been laid up in the bed.
Yes, I have.
So I can see where you've lost a week or two.
I mean, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing.
So after I go wave the palms, and we can talk about this. I see you've want to talk about the masters. So we'll wait because I have a thing that I'm doing
Okay.
Sunday after we wave our palms. I'm very excited about. I've actually got it on right now. It's my favorite week. And you know, my little buddy from Macon is had an interesting start. So we'll
Uh-oh.
keep pulling for Russell. But I
Little
also saw
ruffle, little
Bubba double
feather.
bogey a minute ago on 11. So I think a lot of people are having a rough start.
Okay.
But our man Freddie
Okay.
Couples is at one under for the day. So that's good.
Oh, he birdied. What did he birdie one?
Yeah, I think so. One of the early ones, yeah.
Yeah, came out strong.
So I love when one of the old guys makes the cut. So hopefully
Me
it'll be
too.
Freddie this year. And then to wrap up our coverage of
Coverage.
basketball, I don't know what else to call it. My obsession with Auburn basketball. We lost, of course, in the Final Four. All the games were really good, though. So I was really, it was fun. I had my guessing brackets with my friends. They weren't really bracket brackets. We do a point system, and I came in second of I had the
Good
of all the
job.
people. So that was fun. We gave each other a lot of hell, so that was also fun. That's the only reason I really do it is to like talk smack. So it was fun. But Florida
Yeah.
won. That was a really good game. Again, I'm not a huge basketball and TV fan, but that game was all the Final Four games I thought were really really good. So, I was pleased with that
Okay.
watching. So, until, after Masters week, I don't have anything to watch really. Well, that's not true. Baseball. So, we got baseball, we've got college ball, we've got softball, we got Little League World Series, and that'll get us through to football. So, there we go.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Get us through to football.
I
We
know.
are in the good days.
See, and I love all sports. I really, really do. But football's my favorite and baseball's yours. So we have football to get you through to baseball and the opposite for me.
Right. Yeah. Although, let me tell you, I don't even know why I like baseball.
I wondered what you were thinking these days, ma'am. I
Are
know what
you
I'm thinking.
fucking kidding me is what I'm thinking.
I was glad that I don't live and die by Braves baseball. That's what I've been thinking. Or the Dodgers, for that matter, right? They've had some
I
issues.
was glad I was on drugs. A lot of drugs in the
Right?
past 2 weeks is what I'm
Yeah.
thinking.
They've been sucking
God
up.
bless a billy goat. Oh,
So, what do you
yeah.
think
Are you
about
ready
all
for me
that?
to
What
talk
about the
about that?
Braves?
I mean, get it together.
Lost the first seven,
They,
right?
okay, in fairness, they started 0-7. They're now two and 10, I think. Listen, they started against San Diego and then the Dodgers, both of whom. I think the Dodgers started 8-0 and San Diego started 7-0. So, chicken or egg, like, did they win all of their first games because the Braves are so bad? Or did the Braves lose all of their first games because they're so good? I think it was a little bit of both. The Braves, they did this last year. They get in their heads so bad and they push so hard and they just need to relax and listen. Nobody's asked me. I listened to Chipper on a podcast yesterday, and he was sort of saying this, that it's he said this, that's the hardest thing with this group of hitters is they get in their heads and they want to try so hard, and that's just like it doesn't work. That's not how hitting works. And
Do you think
so
that's coaching or is that the
luckily,
players?
and I maybe both. They got a new hitting coach this year. So I don't know. We'll see. I think it's part of its vibes. I think since they lost Ron Washington and Eric Young, the coaches that went to the Angels,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think Ron Washington had a huge role in that clubhouse of keeping them loose and keeping them, accountable. I think Ronald Acuna Jr. is a huge catalyst for them, and so he's still not back. But God bless, you should still be able to win a game. So they lost. They started on the road for 7 games. They lost every single one of them. They came home. They won their first game at home against the Marlins. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. But then they lost the next game. to the Marlins. And then who comes in but the Phillies? Deliver me, Lord. But they won the first game against the Phillies. Chris Sale did not pitch great, but we still won the first game against the Phillies. And we hung with them last night. Listen, I'm gonna need our entire listening population to let's all say a prayer over Austin Riley. Let's lay hands on him virtually. That boy
Sprinkle
needs
some
to
holy
chill the fuck
water.
out. I mean, he twice last night he struck out with the bases loaded. Then he comes up for the third time and hits a solo home run. Pressure's off, he hits a home run. Bases loaded, he strikes out. So everybody take a deep breath. Let's just chill out. So I don't think our season is sunk. All the pundits, like when they had lost four games, the pundits started saying, well, nobody's ever made it to the playoffs that started 0-5.
I saw that.
Well, the playoffs are a lot different now than they used to be because of the wild card. Now, do we also play in the toughest division in Major League Baseball? Arguably, yes, we do. So, and then is the National League West also completely stacked? And so, you get a winner, each division winner gets in,
Right.
and then you have one or two wild card teams. I can't remember now. Maybe three wild card teams. Anyway, but it's like it's hard. It's not going to be easy. But
Yeah.
anyway, so yeah, baseball. Are you kidding me? In the same week that the Braves started and lost all their games, Vanderbilt got swept by Arkansas. So I was kind of like, why am I even watching baseball? Thank goodness for the Cubs. The Cubs are fun.
Dansby
The
comes through in
Cubs
a
have,
pinch.
listen, Dansby had surgery in the offseason. He is looking good. My other favorite, Ian Happ, played his 1,000th game. All of them as a Cub. We love to see that.
Love
Ian's
that.
great. The Cubs traded for Kyle Tucker from the Astros, and Kyle Tucker's going to be the monster free agent next season. So they probably only have him for a season because they're probably not going to pay Kyle Tucker what Kyle Tucker is worth. But by golly, they are going to enjoy him while they have him this year, and he has been playing lights out. Listen, so the Cubs have given me life. And the Braves are looking better, I will say. Like, they beat the Phillies. They hung with the Phillies last night. So, I mean, they're showing signs of life. So I'm holding out hope, but good God, it has been painful. Painful, I
Yeah,
tell
I
you.
bet. I bet.
So I too am looking forward to Masters Week.
Yes.
Par three. All the pictures of the kids from the par three yesterday. Was that not the cutest? My new favorite golfer may be Homa,
I was
just
gonna
because
say that.
his son Max may be the cutest thing I've ever seen.
So Max is precious talking like in toddler gibberish-ish to all of
To
the other
Gordon Spieth,
people.
little boy.
Yep. They're gonna have another baby. So I follow her
Yes.
on all the socials. She is precious. She's down to earth. She's not like overly Botoxed and fillered and doesn't have fake boobs. She's great. I really like her. So go follow her if you can find her. I can't remember her name right now, but so they were fun to watch. Max Homa is one of my favorites. If you also, I know you don't have Netflix right now, but if you watch Full Swing,
I do.
they usually follow him. And so he's featured on there. So you, I feel like I know a little bit about him, but he's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, they were so cute. And Jordan Spieth
His little
mic'd up
boy.
walking with his little girl, and she like, this little girl, she like was headed towards the water, and he like hardly noticed. And then
Yep.
they're like, Jordan. He's like, oh God, oh God. And then she wanted to stop and eat a flower. It was
So
great.
funny.
It
I
was
love
great.
it. Yep. It's always my
So that
favorite
was
day.
fun. Love that. And then I had a thought of what would your master's meal be?
So,
He won the Masters, and you got to do the chance as the
oh,
previous
that.
year's winner
Okay.
gets to choose dinner for the next year. And they get, like I saw something where the Bubba Watson is a co-owner of the Pensacola minor league baseball team, and so they were running a special in concessions that was mimicking what Bubba's championship dinner was. And
Which is the
somebody was
worst?
like, "What is this?" It was
What?
grilled chicken and macaroni and
Yeah.
cheese and a Caesar salad. Like,
Come
it
on.
was lame,
You can
lame,
have
lame.
anything
So I
you
was just
want.
like, right?
So
I remember
I've.
Tiger used to have a restaurant in Atlanta, a Thai restaurant that was very near Austin and Byrd. Can't remember the name of it right now because, listen, my brain's mush.
Right.
He would have them come cater his championship dinners, and it was delicious Thai food.
The ones
Um,
that
anyway, so
everybody,
what would your master championship dinner be?
well, I think just knowing what everybody's favorites have been there and what they have splurged on. I mean, Morikawa with I love sushi and the Wagyu beef steak and like some kind of high-end thing like that. Oysters, I love oysters and caviar. So something along those lines of some seafood, a really good steak, and then like some of my favorite desserts, tiramisu or creme brulee or something. And for the sentimental, I would probably make my grandmother's cheese muffins.
Obviously,
Right?
obviously,
But I mean, if they're gonna pay for it, right? I don't think the
yeah.
golfer pays for it. I think Augusta National
Oh gosh,
does.
no,
And so
Augusta National
why
does.
not blow the roof off and just
Yeah,
do all the fancy
don't do
stuff?
grilled chicken and macaroni and cheese,
I mean,
Bubba.
I'm sure it was a really good mac and cheese, but I'm also sure that I could find something else that I don't normally have that I would love for them to pay for me to eat.
Bubba,
What about
tell me
you?
you're
What would you
from.
do?
I don't know. Part of me wants to say like Nanny's fried chicken,
Fried chicken would be good.
which is better than grilled chicken.
Better than grilled.
I don't know. I asked the question. I have no answer to it.
Yeah. Well, I will say, so this year, I'm in a new place and I made some new friends. And one of my friends is a big, big sports guy and is the husband of one of the queens. And he is right now battling cancer. And so he's on oxygen, so he can't really go anywhere. So we're going to him. And they've all been so sweet and whatever. So I got us the, I did it. I spent too much money, but I don't care. I bought the Masters packet of food.
Pack.
I did. And so right now in my refrigerator, I have the pimento cheese, egg salad, and barbecue. And then it comes with chips. And so we're going to do it up Sunday, not just for us, but for him
Good.
as well. And we'll have some adult beverages, and smoke a cigar on the
Does it
front
come with
porch.
cups?
Yeah, it's got cups, cookies, popcorn, chips.
Oh,
So
good. That's
they're
fun.
providing the drinks and the bread because it doesn't come with like the buns to put the stuff on. But I'm so excited to go sit with Steve and Stan, and the wives are going to sit on the front porch and talk while we watch the actual Masters. And and do with them. So I can't wait to tell y'all how I like the food. You can get a smaller pack with just, I think it's pimento. I don't think the barbecue comes in the smaller pack. I think it's just the pimento cheese and the egg salad. And so I don't know if I would do this every year for, I mean, I may. Yeah. We love
You may
having
love
Steve here. And so we're going to do whatever we need to do to make him happy. But, if it was just me, I might do the smaller pack. And I was too late and I hesitated and I shouldn't have. But I think I could make it my own if I wanted to. The azalea packet sold out very quickly. So it's a mixer, the mixer of the azalea and the two shot glasses. But I think it's just lemon juice and like a fruit juice, maybe strawberry. I don't
I've never
know.
had an azalea. I always just drink beer.
There's
The second time I went, it was so cold, I just drank hot chocolate.
There we go. They said you can buy everything on the menu for $77. I saw that the other day. So beer's still real cheap. But the azalea looks good. Looks like a summer thing that I would make. So I may this summer make one just my own and not spend the exorbitant amount of money that it
Yeah.
costs to get their mix. But anyway, so that'll be fun.
Well, I picked up some palmetto
Oh,
cheese
there we
when I
go.
went to get my sixth antibiotic at the Publix.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well,
I
that'll be
didn't
good,
I didn't talk
though.
about that.
Did you get
Yeah.
jalapeno so you could taste it and it might clear your sinuses out?
No, because I'm not supposed to. Well, hell, I don't. Listen, y'all, this surgery's been a journey, and I don't have any answers for anything about anything because
Never
my
mind.
doctor is a pissant, Beanie Rooster shithead. My sister got online and started looking at his online reviews, and somebody had said, I would not take my dog to this doctor. I think mine is going to be he's a cock. What did I just say? He's a pissant, Beanie
Pissant.
Rooster shithead. I think that's going to be my online review.
And I think that's what I'm going to start calling everybody I don't like now.
Okay, good.
We'll
I
put
like
that
it.
on a
We might shift
t-shirt.
it.
Slow
All right, we
roasted
need another name.
tomatoes. We'll do one with slow
Pissant
roasted tomatoes.
Beanie Rooster. Anyway, yeah, so I'm not supposed to be, I don't know. Listen, I'm 2 weeks post-op today, so I should be done. I'm in the throes of a sinus infection. So I don't know
Or,
what
as I think we should call it, a post-op
a
infection.
post-op infection. Yeah.
Who are we kidding?
I don't know what the rules are. I've asked for clarification of what the rules are. I have not gotten any clarification in any form.
Not
So
sure why
I
you
don't
asked a
know. Maybe
question to begin with.
I should just eat whatever I want to. I should eat all the spicy food. Who cares?
It.
What's it gonna do? What's it gonna
Clear your
do?
sinuses.
I mean, it's not gonna do anything worse. Let me
Oh my
tell you.
God, Mandy.
And talk about
Anyway.
clearing sinuses. I'm here to tell y'all. I can't remember if we had talked about like our previous like neti pot sinal rinse sort of
We have a
experience.
little bit in the past.
And I
Yes.
didn't love it. Like I had tried a neti pot, and it
Right.
just always made my head feel more full. Listen,
Yep.
I'm a convert,
Really?
y'all. It's this NeelMed sinus rinse bottle.
Okay.
And the saline packets that come with it are going to be stored right next to my Zofran, which are, I never go anywhere without some anti-nausea meds. This sinus rinse bottle will now be right next to it.
Love it.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
All right.
Mostly because I couldn't blow my nose. I think I'm free to blow my nose at this point, but I
Who
couldn't blow
knows?
my nose initially. So the only way to get anything out of your nose is to rinse it. So, but then like last night, about the time I fell asleep, I woke back up and I was like, oh, you could just feel something like coming in your nose. And I was like, I got to get up at 12:30 at night and get that out of my
Yeah.
nose. And I did just rinsed it right out. How you doing? Nice to know you.
I love
So
that.
big proponent of the NeelMed.
I mean,
In
I
addition to
believe
the
that's the one good thing that's come out of the surgery.
right, yeah, there you go. Way to find the silver lining, Katie. I like
One.
it.
There's just one.
I will say, in addition to the antibiotic that I picked up at Publix, which is Levaquin for those of you in the know, I also had to go to the compounding pharmacy to pick up a medicated some medicine to put in my nasal rinse, which has three other antibiotics and a steroid in it. How you doing?
I don't even.
Antibiotics for everyone.
I mean, here's what I think. You know, Mandy, is there for literally everyone in her life. And I feel like the posse of people that are her friends, which includes all of us that listen, because we love you, should like ride at dawn and all show up together at this next appointment and just take him out back and tell him a thing or two. I mean, I'm not going to
Oh
threaten bodily harm for somebody on anything recorded, but I
my
think we could
God.
have a serious talking to with him.
My favorite was that my friend Heather, who listens some, she commented on my Instagram post yesterday and said, "I hope your ENT gets a sinus infection."
I think that's too nice. I think he deserves explosive diarrhea and a room full of Legos to step on. That's what I hope.
As I told my friends when I texted that when my next post-op appointment was, I was like, and my sister has already said she will be there, and I sent a Darth Vader gif.
He don't know.
Oh, I pity the
He
fool.
really
I
don't know.
pity the fool.
I know,
Yeah.
right?
So anyway, here we are.
Here we are.
It's been great. It's been great.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you are on the mend. I'm really glad that we skipped last week because you were, I think, in pretty rough shape. And I'm glad that you feel well enough to be here with us today because I have missed you.
Well, thanks. It's also good, you know how it is when you're sick and you're, well, most people, a lot of our friends would probably relish the opportunity to be sick by themselves. Like all our friends with kids and husbands and all of that, like they wish they could just be in a room by themselves. But then it gets to a point when you're by yourself where you're just like by yourself with your sickness all the time. And so
All
it's
the
good
time.
to, you know, get out and start trying to reintegrate where you can too. So
Yes.
that's good. I will say work for the most part has been fine. Everybody's been pretty understanding. It's interesting though, you sort of get a week.
Yeah.
You get a week of completely clear, total, no contact, nothing. And then after about a week, people are like, hope you're feeling better. Just checking to see. Like, no, I said 2 weeks, y'all. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, for the most part, it's been good.
Well, good.
So, Katie, talk to us about some food.
So I
I almost. I almost made this. It's so funny. I have all the
it
ingredients and I
is
just have not made it. I haven't felt like it.
delicious. When you feel up to it, you're gonna love
Okay.
it. I made the viral taco bowl, and I'm gonna everybody get your liquor ready. I'm going to say the word protein about 25 times. So it is really, really good. I will make it a lot because it is just delicious. So here's what I did. Here's my version of it, and you can adapt it however you want. So I got a pound of ground beef, a half a onion that I chopped up. And then I don't know if y'all are in the Kinder's world for seasonings, but I have several of their seasonings now. They don't do just like straight like cumin, garlic, whatever. They do a blend of seasonings. I have several of theirs, and their taco seasoning did not disappoint. So I use that, and I put that on the ground beef and the onion and sauteed all that up. Now, I will say, if I adapt this slightly, I might save a little bit of that taco seasoning, and I'll tell you where I use it in a minute. So I browned the ground beef, did all the things, and then while I was doing that, I peeled and chopped, which is not very easy, by the way, two sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes uncooked are just ridiculous. And they didn't have any pre-chopped at Publix, or I would have gotten it. So I diced those up and I used cumin, cinnamon, and chili powder and olive oil. And I roasted those while I was browning my ground beef. And then I got, because I'm not, I mean, maybe y'all are better at this than I am, but I'm not good at picking out an avocado. I know when they're ripe and when they're not, but if they're not ripe, then I don't know how much longer they need. So if I'm going to eat something for a week, which by myself, I'm going to eat something for a week, I don't know how to get one avocado that is
Right.
ready to go and then, more that are not as ripe. So I cheat and I spend the money and get those little tubs of just plain avocado in the deli section. So I use that. And then
Yeah.
I did the cottage cheese, just a scoop of that. But if you don't like cottage cheese, first of all, you can blend it up if you've got one of those little blenders. But I thought about today, the next time I do this, I may do Greek yogurt because it has plenty of protein. And then maybe add a little bit of that taco seasoning as kind of a dollop on top.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
I did the whole thing with hot honey on top. It is so good. Definitely make it. If you're eating protein, do it. It's so good. I don't know what makes it so good. I don't know which part or if it's the combination, but it is delicious. So there we go.
Well, good. It's good to
Yep.
have a real life for me.
Yes.
Because the people on TikTok, everything's delicious, so.
Everything's delicious. This was really good. I think maybe it's
Well,
the
good.
hot honey on top that makes it a little different. But it's really good.
Yeah,
And the Kinder's taco
for
seasoning.
sure.
I'm telling you, if you're not a Kinder's fan yet, you need to try some of their different flavors. They're really, really good. So there we go. It's a
Well,
great
good.
ease. It's very easy, for us that are just cooking for one. It's easy to portion out. So it's really something I will make again and definitely enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
So,
great.
Mandy, tell us about your favorites. You've got a really good list.
Well, first off, I didn't put my NeoMed sinus rinse bottle on there. I started to, because I mean that's really been my favorite thing for the
Yeah.
past 2 weeks. And I would also like to note that I have not posted a video of any of my nasal rinses, and y'all
Thank
are
you.
welcome.
Thank you.
Have I recorded them and sent them to my sister since she left? Because listen, my sister was here that first week, and y'all, she did not miss a single sinus rinse. She prepared my bottle for me each and every time. She stood beside me and cheered me on and encouraged me. When a nice large glob of something came falling out of my nose, she cheered. Listen, should
He
all have
cheered.
someone so supportive as
I love
you
it.
rinse your nose. But I did not put that on my favorites list. I did put my Vicks steamer because I feel like that's not quite a bridge so far for people. But if you have sinus issues or just congestion issues in your home, I would highly recommend it's several different companies make them. I personally have the Vicks steamer. It comes with a little, like, I don't even know. It's not a packet. It's like when you light a candle and there's like a little filament sort of thing
Yes.
that you can stick in something and it makes it smell. So it comes with like vapor rub that you can put in it. I've never used that, which I love that, but I don't know why I didn't. I bought this back when I was first starting getting sick, so I don't know why I didn't use it then. I haven't used it post-op because you're not supposed to put anything in your nose other than the NeoMed sinus nasal rinse. I don't know if I've mentioned that yet. But the Vicks is just, it's steam. It just, can loosen things up as needed. It's just comforting to your nostrils
Love
when
it.
they're feeling dry. It also is pretty large. It covers a large portion of your face when you use it. So I also feel like it also maybe doubles as like a facial steamer a little
Ooh.
bit. So feeling like a little 2-for-1 action with the Vicks steamer, highly recommend. And then otherwise, I've just got like some stuff I've been watching. My sister and I binged The Pitt
Love it.
and White Lotus. Let me tell you, another thing you should do is watch The Pitt with a medical provider. That was
Oh,
highly entertaining
I
because
bet.
about half a second before they would say what it is, she would be saying what it was. So that was fun. But yeah, so loved both of those. And then since I have finished those, tried to go in on Righteous Gemstones, and I just went, I don't think you should watch Righteous Gemstones while you're on drugs.
Because they definitely are.
Right. So you kind of need to be sober to watch Righteous Gemstones because otherwise it's just really too much. Couldn't do that, but I started watching The Residence on Netflix, which is so cute. It's a Shonda Rhimes show, and it stars Uzu Adob Uzu Aduba. She was in she's been in so many things. You'll know her when you
Orange.
see
She was on Orange is the New Black. I think it's the
her. That's it.
first
Thank
like
you.
main
But
thing
yeah,
that
that was her breakout. Yeah. But she is this quirky detective, and
So
there's
good.
been a death. We don't know if it was a murder or a death or a suicide, so we're not sure.
We're not sure.
In the White House, in the middle of a state dinner. So it's just really cute, and it's sort of exactly the tone I need at this point. The other thing I have not started watching yet, but that I'm going to watch because I've had so many people recommend it to me, and I have seen clips of some of the people who are on it, is Love on the Spectrum.
Have you watched
Have
it
you
at
watched it?
all?
No, I've never watched it.
So I've watched everything but this season, and I follow a lot of the people on all the socials because of the previous seasons. And Abby is my favorite, and she, I think, would probably be yours too. I love Love on the Spectrum. It is so good. It is not one of those that I want on in the background. Like, I want to like watch and enjoy it. And so I'm not watching it yet because I'm trying to finish up this semester, but I cannot wait. It is so good. You're
Plus, my friend
gonna
Heather,
love it.
the same one who wanted wished a sinus infection upon my ENT, she sent it to me. She said, "The new season of Love on the Spectrum may make you feel better. It's amazing." And now Patrick, her fiance, thinks I'm on the spectrum.
I mean, you're gonna see things that you're like, that explains this friend. Just
So, but
saying.
I've seen, so the clip I saw that made me say, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch that is the one with Jack Black
Yes.
and the kid that was on the Kelly Clarkson show.
So good, Tanner. Tanner is one of my favorites too. Tanner was at the Clemson. He went to Clemson and did that program. If you know, have any friends that have children with disabilities of any kind, then you know that Clemson has this amazing college level program for them to go and do. And Tanner's a product of that. And he is so fun.
So cute.
I
So yeah.
love
So anyway, so that's
Tanner.
up next. Once I finish, because listen, y'all, I'm going to be in bed for a little while longer, so I've got some more TV watching I can do. So that's going to be next on next up. And then the other thing I've been doing is Baked by Melissa on TikTok, and Melissa is she looks she appears to be Generation X. She may be a little younger.
Maybe.
But she is a Jersey girl, and she just makes me laugh because, she, first of all, I like what she cooks and the way she approaches it and the way she cooks it. But second of all, she makes a lot of your mama jokes and dick jokes, as she, cooking all the things. But it's all like I just for lunch today, I had a piece of black bear toast with some cottage cheese and just chopped up cu cucumbers and tomatoes with some dill and some olive oil and some salt. And like, that's just the kind of stuff Melissa's doing. So,
And I apologize if you heard me go into my TikTok. I wanted to make sure that I was, because I do everything Mandy says. So I want to make sure that that was the same person that I follow as well. And it was. I love her. Her knife skills
oh my
are,
God.
I'm so jealous of her knife skills.
Right, and she makes it all just look so easy.
And she's been on the Today Show. But she's cute as pie and fun. Like she would completely be our friend. Have you seen her husband on there? He's cute too. And he gets in there and she gives him hell and it's so funny.
Yeah. So that's just the fun we'll TikTok follow. So
I
here
co-sign
we
on
are.
all those things. The Residence is so good. I did not figure everything out and it was great and it was fun and Shonda does a fabulous job and I'm very hopeful that I can't remember her character's name, the main detective. I hope
Cordelia.
Cordelia, that's right. You're right. I hope that it's a series of
Cordelia,
things.
Cordelia Cup.
Cordelia Cup. I think it's based on books. Am I wrong about that? I can't
I
remember.
don't know.
But she's quirky. Like it's the perfect, like especially for quirky people like we are with fun, weird sense of humors, it's the perfect thing for us. So I could totally co-sign on that. I loved it. So I'll be interested to see if you figure it out.
Okay.
You're smarter than I
Listen,
am, so you probably will.
I'm not on narcotics anymore,
Yeah.
so
There we go.
today.
There we today.
Although when I have to go to my doctor, I have to take Oxy and a Valium just to deal with him. So
There we go.
I'll be back on him eventually.
Yeah. What are you up to
Oh,
coming
the
up?
first, you know, I went for my first post-op appointment, and I'm lying there, and he's got his tools in my nose, and I'm seeing like streaks of color. And he
Oh
goes, "Yeah, that's because I'm right behind your eye."
Oh.
And I'm moaning in pain, and all I can think is, what kind of person wants to do this for a living?
I would have clawed his eyeballs out, is what I would have done.
Susie was recording the whole thing, and at one point I like moaned really loud, and then I was like, "Sorry." She goes, "Don't be sorry. You didn't hit him." My God, it was
That
awful.
reminds me of the story. I think I told it on here where, I went and got my first IUD taken out and put back in, a new one put in, and I was in so much pain because they only tell you to take Tylenol. And I screamed so loud because my cervix has never been dilated. And so it's really hard to shove something up in there. The Dr. Barnes was like, Katie, you're scaring my patients. And I said, then quit. Finish and
Stop
be
doing that.
done. Yeah.
And Susie said something about it. You sound like something about labor. And I was like, well, how would we know? We've never
How would
been in labor.
we never been in labor?
Dang.
I have birthed an
I might feel like I
IUD
gave birth out of my nose. I can
out of
tell you
your
that.
nose. God,
I feel like
Mandy.
that man raped my nose, is what I feel like.
Well,
God.
he kind of did. So you just got
Did.
more recovering to do. Is that what I'm hearing? That we will be recovering and getting back to feeling better.
Honestly, Katie, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if this is just how I'm gonna live or lie.
Your new
Because that
normal.
man can answer the question.
I'm trying
May
not to make
just
you
be who I
laugh because
am
it
now.
makes it hurt, but it just, you just cracking me up. Like,
Ridiculous.
I would totally ride at dawn for you. If I need to come down
My
there.
sister took her Vyvanse yesterday, so she was really on it, and she called me, and she's at the point she doesn't want a bad outcome. Obviously, I'm her sister.
Obviously.
She doesn't want a bad outcome. She wants a not so great outcome just so we can sue him.
I mean, that's this whole time, that's what I've been thinking is like he's very worried, I think, that that's what's going to happen.
Well, and especially because Susie recorded the entire
Yes.
first visit. So, anyway.
Quit licking. I'm trying to keep her from getting hot spots.
Yeah, no licky.
No licky.
You can train a dog not to lick, y'all.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. And
People whose
she's.
dogs just lick and lick and lick, and they don't like, no, I've done it. You can train a dog not to lick. I can't stand it.
We're working on that. We're working on sitting.
Okay,
We're working
good.
on the things.
Has she stayed in the crate since she chewed up the?
So she chewed the front door. And so I thought, well, I can't just leave her in the house anymore. So she, don't look at me like that. We have full conversations now. So I left her in the laundry room, but not in the crate because she had been okay doing that because there's enough room in there to walk around. And I put her toys in there. I put one of my shirts in there. I thought, well, maybe my smell would make her feel better. Nope. That door jam's been, she digs. She doesn't bite. So she's not eating the house. She's scratching the house away. So the next time I leave her, we're going in the crate.
Well,
Don't
and
look at me like that.
maybe here's the other thing is every day put her in there and leave for like 5 minutes and come back
Oh, okay. I was going to
so
ask you. I'm
that,
glad you brought that up.
yeah, just so that, because that's what's hard for me too, because I don't leave my house every day.
Same.
And so if they have separation anxiety. But so yeah, just every day make a point of putting her in there and making it, a little bit longer of a time each time you leave.
Okay.
If you think she's gonna have crate anxiety.
Okay. She has
That'll
all the
help her
anxiety.
transition.
She's definitely got separation
Yeah.
anxiety.
Has she started her heartworm treatments?
That she goes in, stop licking. Don't look at me like that. She goes in, she hadn't been licking this whole time, and now all of a sudden we're starting. Monday after Easter.
Okay.
And I'm going up to
The traffic.
Atlanta the end of that week. So I'm just leaving her at the vet the whole week so they can keep an eye on her that first week.
Okay.
She was already going to
You can
spend
also
one
try some
night.
trazodone.
Yes, so that's the other thing. My friend, who's a retired veterinarian, when I told her she was eating the house, she said, oh, well, it's time for some drugs. And I was like, yep. Because of the storms, too. We haven't had too many bad storms lately. So we've had rain, but not terrible storms. But she is definitely scared to death when
Yeah.
that. So I'm going to get some when I go. But at this point, it's just not worth driving all the way down there just to get that when I'm going to take her in a little bit. And I'm
Yeah.
not really going anywhere in between. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you girls have a lovely week.
I will, you too, and feel better and keep in touch and pull for the Braves.
Against the crazy hairs.
Yes. And Russell Henley.
Game
So
tonight against the crazy hairs.
go, Rusty, go.
All right, y'all. Everybody
All
have a good
right.
week.
Have a good week, everybody.